Proclamation number 5712, dated the June 30th, 1953. Sudden end even for the believers. The hour of the end will come unexpectedly for many of those who know of it, for they, too, still deem it far away, because the commotion in the world does not yet reveal any decline, because the signs of the end are not yet obvious enough, even if they certainly consider it possible that they're living in the end time. And even my believers are as yet unable to seriously get used to the idea that they will live to see the end, for they are still firmly down to earth themselves. They see their fellow human beings constantly bustling with activity, and a spiritual knowledge seems almost unreal to them in view of worldly people's aspirations, in view of the earthly progress and people's future hopes and expectations. Hence they, too, will be taken by surprise and realize that the apparently unreal is becoming reality and that people's hopes will be shattered. The end will come like a thief in the night, yet it announces itself in advance. It casts its shadows. Prior to it, something will happen on a smaller scale. A natural disaster of immense proportions will announce itself, and this will be the last admonition, the final indication of the end. And although you humans doubt or refuse to believe it, my plan of eternity is definite, and everything in the universe happens according to this plan. The end will arrive suddenly, because my admonitions and warnings are being ignored, which are truly constantly sent to humanity so that they will not experience the end unprepared. And the only reason for my announcements is to make sure that people will prepare themselves for it, that they consider the end and start the work of improving their soul, that they will live according to their short physical life, which can nevertheless lead to the soul's maturity. It is my will that all my admonitions and warnings shall be distributed. I want people to be informed of it, just as it is my will that the day of judgment and the fate of those who have deserted me shall be bluntly presented to them, for people can achieve their own deliverance. The end need not signify the hour of terror for them. They can also calmly look forward to the end if they comply with what is lovingly recommended to them, if they prepare themselves, that is, if they still live on earth according to my will until the lost hour has come. Although they are indeed unable to postpone this hour, they can nevertheless await it consciously, because it signifies the end of suffering for those who have found me, and will only harshly affect people who have renounced me and therefore are no longer entitled to inhabit the earth, which is only intended to help the soul attain maturity. The end will come as certain as night will follow the day. The day was determined an eternity ago, yet you don't know when it will come. However, you should believe that everything I announced and continue to announce through seers and prophets will come true, that the day is close at hand for you, that it will take all of you by surprise, and that you therefore should consider every day as the last one in order to live consciously and to work at improving yourselves. Then you will never again need to fear the end, but look forward to it with complete trust in my coming, which will deliver those of you who believe from greatest adversity. Amen.